Why does my partner always joke about sexual topics?
Hey everyone, Stephanie Costello here, mom of three, wife, animal lover, and entrepreneur. My goal with this podcast is to share healthy intimacy skills. If you feel you are the only one struggling, I promise you are not alone. It's time to take action and make shit happen.
Alrighty, joking about sexual topics. This is one of my most challenging topics to talk about, because when I started my business journey, I started with pure romance, and I've recently expanded into coaching and podcasting and all this other fun stuff. But you know, pure romance is very much an amazing, I so love the organization and their message. And something that it has helped me figure out over time is when I get people women into a party, because pure romance focuses primarily on women and empowering women. But when I get to a party and I kept hitting this wall, and I didn't understand what wall and why I was hitting it. And over time, I came to the understanding that people who have experienced this type of party before experienced it in a way that was joking, and that was, I used to say, like, sex is swinging from chandeliers and everyone gets tied up. That's the ideas people had in their head when you say, oh, I'm going to a sex toy party, and it's like, oh, this lady, she's the dildo lady, and all these other, you know, joking, quote unquote joking kind of statements. They are kind of funny if you think about, like, oh, that's funny, they make you chuckle. But if you really think in depth more so about the jokes that are being made, my point of view on this is these jokes are made from a fear-based perspective. These individuals are joking, quote-unquote joking, about a topic that they're so uncomfortable about talking, so they're going to try to make light about it. And I feel like this is across the board when it comes to joking. People, you know, they want to feel lighter and they don't necessarily want to confront themselves or individuals outside of themselves about a topic, so they joke around about it. And when at my parties, I don't make jokes like this. Like, I'll crack a joke here and there, but it'll be something like, we have this tingling lip and nip balm, and my joke, which I did not come up with, but I'll say, this is for your lips or your nips, but not below your hips. And it is a lot of people chuckle at it, and it's just a perfect little statement where it's like, this is a little fun way to use this item as a foreplay item and still make it light and have fun, but not make it grimy or, you know, some other cartoon-like or theater-like perspective on intimacy, sexual intimacy to be specific. I was recently watching a show on Netflix, and oh, did it get under my skin. The information was great. It's really great information to have, and it really helps us see where a lot of our fantasies come from. And we can have fantasies that we don't understand why we have them because of a book that we read or a show that we watched or some other type of media that we have consistently been exposed to. And it's creating its own story in our brain. And all of a sudden we're attracted or fantasizing or interested in something that we have no really understanding on why. And for prime example, one of the examples they gave in the show was in porn, there is a black male that's walking a white female into a living room where the white husband is sitting on the couch. And it was something about a fantasy about being overpowered by a black man and taking control of a situation, and, you know, this poor little meek white guy on the couch or something for me, that was such a frustrating thing, to the fact that that is in social, in media, not social media, but in media, and the media producers are playing on people's fears and utilizing the disrespectful way of our society when it comes to racism and such in their storyline. I was so infuriated by that. You know, people, it doesn't matter. It should not matter what we look like, where we came from, anything along those lines, to play into some sort of fantasy of someone. So it just baffled my mind on how when it comes to, wrap it back to joking and storylines and messages that we give and receive in our communication and in our day-to-day interactions are just ones that we don't necessarily have control over. And not to say that anybody's partner who is cracking jokes doesn't have control. Maybe that is their form of control. If they're cracking jokes, maybe they're just too nervous, or maybe they're just not understanding why they have these ideas or fantasies or interests, and they want to kind of feel it out. And maybe if they crack a joke about it, you'll then give them enough information or confidence or validation about their feelings and thoughts that they'll be maybe a little bit more open to expressing themselves. Something I've also recently realized is everybody has fears and anxieties or self-doubt. It just, everyone expresses it differently, you know, and depending on the different personality types, like introvert versus extrovert. If you really sit back and focus on, you know, next time you're in a meeting or next time you're with several people, just kind of take a minute to sit back and people watch. You'll see that the people you thought were the 100% most confident will express lack of confident moments. And the people who you think are shy and introverts will also express super confident moments that you never would have expected from them. And that's all our perception and our preconceived notions about these individuals. I don't like to use the word judgment. They may be a slight judgment on other people, but we're not going to go there. So when it comes to your partner and what your partner may be joking around about, I bet you there's more of a message behind whatever the statement is, whether it's a joke or not. And they're just either not knowing what that message is, or they're too nervous to explore it because their fear of judgment or rejection. So if you have any further questions, I am so excited about my beautiful website and logo, www.kbromance.com. I am offering free consultations to people who are interested in my coaching program. Go ahead and fill out the intro call form, and we will get some time set up to chat and go over all your goals and what you're really interested in focusing on. I would absolutely love the opportunity to just chat with you and ask you some questions. And hopefully, if you know we're not a good fit, you'll at least leave with a good little golden nugget that you can take and run with. Please like, share, and subscribe the podcast. It is so helpful to get this information out, and this is a conversation nobody wants to have, and I love having it. So I hope you all have an amazing day, and I look forward to chatting again tomorrow. Bye.